mamash exciting being able to, with Chazara, being able to look at the first daf. The teaching of tomorrow we'll be doing, moving ahead, another thing, kind of soon, we're going to be doing this long post with the Ramasal Shein, together with Rashi, understanding the Mahlokas. We want to be focused on understanding the kindness of Sulam, obviously looking at that test, understanding a little bit about the Sfeika. That's going to be tomorrow. But it's exciting looking at the even just 2 days worth afterwards, and being able to say, Sulam, this case, the Domer, the Amon, the Yom HaMishi, Shepam, the Shabbos, Baki, Dinim, Yoshvi, Bayoros, Biyom HaShivi, Yom HaMishi, Shima, Yom HaKadis, Sulam, Bayom HaShivi, Yom HaKadis. We pointed out the first Rashi. We've given two approaches to the first two Rashis. Okay, the Sulam he says the Yom Ravi. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say?
First Rashi.
What does he say?
Tachanus
Chachamim that you should get married on Wednesday. Okay, and then the next Rashi says Shepamim B'Shabbos is what? Mr. Shulman, what is that? Absulka. So we gave over two different ways to understand this. The first way we understood this was like whom? Before the Rashash, the Pnei Yeshua. What did the Pnei Yeshua say? What is Rashi? What's bothering Rashi over here, Mr. Appel?
Why was it Almanah?
Why is the Almanah's reasons not mentioned in the Mishnah? The only thing that's mentioned is Besula. What are the different reasons for the Besula getting married on Yom Ravi, this is mile coming? What are the reasons for Besula getting married on Yom Ravi? There is Shabbat. Was that mentioned in the Mishnah? No, why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? We'll get back to that. So that's a question we're showing next, correct? Good. What else is another reason why the Pesul gets married in Yom Ravi? Besides Shabbat? It's what the Mishnah actually says, right? Tainus Pesul. That's going to be tomorrow's shir. Good. What are the reasons for the Amana getting married in Yom Chamishi, Mr. Eli Meyer? Give me a couple of reasons.
Because the Tekana was that the search should get married on Wednesday, but originally they were going to marry.
You're already telling me what the Pnei Yeshua says. I'm saying, what does the Gemara say about the reason why Almana gets married on Chamisha? Give me a couple reasons. Number one, go. What? Brocha. Brocha for the dog. There's a brocha. It's a day of brocha. Day of brocha. To the point that we saw certain Rishonim. What? Other. The brocha of Adam is after that they get married on, right, they get married on Thursday in Be'ilah, right? Ends up being brocha is Adifa. Good. Brocha is one of them. What's another reason, Mr. Zach Israel? Hakamas Bilostrom of Shabtu, that what?
That Tazanath
3 days afterwards. Good. So, and then the question that we showed him then asked Mr. Levi is what?
Is, if there's Shabtu by. Why is Shabtu not mentioned by Pesula?
What? That we said also, but first, also true. But also, if they are mana, what's listed in the Mishnah? Nothing. Why is it not mentioned at all? Why those reasons of Brocha and Shaktu not mentioned? To the point that we asked Mr. Ezra about the question of Bracha. Is Bracha a strong reason in and of itself? Correct? Right? Depends who you ask. Who, when you look at it, can you see, tell me both in Rishonim and Gemara's, what would you think that is Bracha a good reason or not a good reason? What would you think? Meaning a strong independent reason, yes or no? Mr. Ian Schwartz, give me some proofs. Both from Rishonim and from Gemara's, that it seems to be that Bracha is an independent reason. And that's the rationale of the Rishonim to say, why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? Who said that, Mr. Ian Schwartz?
That it's an independent reason?
That I would think it's an independent reason. And therefore, it should be mentioned in the Mishnah.
Tosfot
definitely in a Havamim of his question. And where did Tosfot get that Havamim of his question? What was he reading? The Gemara. He read the Gemara. Which Gemara? That said what? Ma bein bracha l'shaktu. Okay, or inami. Right. The Gemara seems to say that bracha is an independent reason, and therefore that's what Tosfos and that's what the Ran all ask. Why is that not in what in the Mishnah? It's not just a feel good reason. It's actually it seems to be an independent reason. That was the question posed to the Ran. Did somebody actually say it's more than just a feel-good reason, but it's something that should actually have koach nowadays? The Mordechai seemingly says that the reason why the Alman would get married on Chamishi is Mishum Brocha. Okay, and that's what the Tanaim shows the diet. Good. Okay, good. Now, we had said the first way to then understand Shita's Rashi is that what are these two things going on? That Pesulo is what? Is the Takanas Chacham. What's he come to teach me, Mr. EJ? What is Rashi come to teach me? That Takanas Chachamim, that Pesulo is Vise Biyom Ravi. And also the second Rashi of Ta'amim, it's Absulotoid. Is he just telling me, what's he coming to teach me? What was Rashi coming to do? He's not the Oxford Dictionary. What's he coming to teach me? He has a whole mahalach here. What's his whole mahalach? What's he coming to teach me? Yes, Mr. Yoni Lau?
The Khan was done because of Mitsua.
As opposed to?
As opposed to because of Mitsua, and that one was just because of Mitsua. So that one was kind of an additional thing, but it wasn't the Iker. The main part was Mitsua, which is why I was the one.
What does it mean, main part of Mitsua? Say it to be clear, you're almost there. I see you reading your notes. Tell me exactly what it means. Clear as possible, Yoni.
Meaning an Almana can get married any day, really. And
is that true?
I mean, Thursday was his best day.
Say it clearly. You're almost there. You're almost there. Help him out, Zach. What do you say?
Before he had the Almana, they would both get married on the same day, but the Basula was the one that got changed.
Who said this?
Sure.
Who? Pnei Yeshua says that when Rashi says, and with this the Pnei Yeshua asked the question that we saw a couple different answers, which is why are all these reasons not listed in the Mishnah? It should have been listed in the Mishnah. That comes to Pnei Yeshua and says, you know what Rashi, both these Rashis are coming to answer? Is that Besula and Almana are what? Fundamentally different. What's Besula, Mr. Zeb Jacobs? She has to get married on Wednesday. Why? Tell me two words. That's also true, but what? As a result of that, it's good for two words. What else do you got? Takonos Chachamim! As opposed to what, Mr. Rand Jacobs? As opposed, if the Besula is a Takonos Chachamim, who's not a Takonos Chachamim? The Almana. When Rashi's saying over here, Takonos Chachamim, and Shepa'amim, the whole idea of times Besula and Besula Koi, is coming to tell me that there's a fundamental difference between the Besula versus the Almana. And therefore, how? That what? That's basically what you're saying. I just wanted to be 100% clear. That it was a takonas chachamim for the Besula to get married on Yom Revi. Almana, was it a takonas chachamim? No. Comes up in Yeshua, gives the thesis. Why? Because it was already there. Everybody was already getting married on which day, Mr. Orbach? On Thursday. Why, Mr. Orbach? Because of the bracha. Everybody was doing the bracha. And therefore, why, Mr. Meyer, is the other reasons not mentioned in the Mishnah?
Because it was the takana for the Siddur, which was mixed. But not the...
You're right, but explain better. No. What's the focus of our Mishnah?
Explaining the Siddur.
Explain the Siddur. It had to tell me the change. There was a change here. The change was it used to be that they were all getting married on what? On Thursday because of the bracha. Our Mishnah is focusing on the Takanas Chachamim because of Tainas Besulim that changed the status quo. It changed the status quo. This was the Shita of how he explained Shita's Rashi based on the Tnei Yeshua. And that's why it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. Now, we said that this could be number one. This is what the Rambam had said. We had said somebody clearly disagrees with this. Who disagrees with that? The Torah, good Mr. Appel, right? The Torah, because what does the Torah say? Does the Torah say that the Almana was the Takanas Chachamim?
Yeah.
Yes?
Rambam says Minah.
Right, so Rambam had said it's a Minah. It's been a Minah all the time, but the Torah had said that the Almana is also Takanas Chachamim. Therefore, this approach says it's a Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Torah also. And we had said that that's actually the Nekudas of Machlokas and the two reasons of the Ron. Anybody know what I'm talking about? What did the Ron say? The Ron had brought down, everyone look up the Ron. The Ron, which I gave you in the sources, the Ron had asked our question. The Ron had said, what is the reason why it's mentioned? Okay, let's look inside. The Ron had said, after quoting other reasons of the Ramban, that the other reasons are not mentioned, he brought two reasons. He had said, Veloni Hira, I do not like what the Ramban had said, that there's a concept of Kavua versus not Kavua, because then the Din should not have been mentioned. And then the Ron brought two reasons. And within these two reasons, we saw that how they look at Almana. Everyone see the right hand side, please. Where are we starting from? And that Aleph and Aleph I have, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct?
Yeah,
where is it? After saying Veloni Hira, he says the Fikach Nirali, no? Is that what he says? The Fikach Nirali, read it for me, Mr. Evan Goldstein. The Fikach Nirali. In my thing, it's around 6 lines down in the white lines. I don't know if you have the same thing as me. Can anybody help? You see it? Thank you, Mr. Barr, for helping. Come on. Good. Therefore what? He says to me, what's the reason? Explain to me what you just said in English. What does stam din mean? It does not suck. Stam din means that what just allowed?
Stam means like...
In this case, mistameluhu stumi lahi timing, what does that mean? It does not...
It stops for those reasons.
It doesn't mention those reasons. It clogs up those reasons. It doesn't mention those reasons. For what reason, Mr. E.G.? What's the reason? To not be mezalz of the takana like we see the Gemara in the Dari. Tana, keep reading. Good. The Avdar Shalei, the Pirka, that's the quote over there. Did not mention the reasons because, and he wanted to mention it in the Drush. So it's over here. Behind your timer. Comma. He says, if we would mention the other reasons of Shaktu or Bracha, what would happen? Habituva, what's Tuva mean? More. Many people are going to what? Denas me back for Shabbos. What are they going to do? Going to get married on Sunday because Tariflu or Inami because why? Because the Arus and Arusa don't care about the Suda. This is a major focus when they're at. It's just the Ron Shita that says that they could be what we call Mocha. They don't care about having a good Suda. Also, they don't care about what else below. Come and therefore what? Keep reading. Mishum hachiyo. So therefore a person will look on and will say, hey, there's absolutely no distinction between what and what? Between Sunday and Wednesday. And therefore what? Below. Therefore they're not going to make any distinction between a Sunday and a Wednesday. And what's going to happen? What does that mean? You're going to uproot the takana de rabbanan. Keep reading. V'cheinami. Same idea by what? By the, what we saw by the almana that says if what happens? Because a guy who's out of the job, he doesn't care, or a person doesn't care about the bracha, when is the almana going to get married? Any day? That's what I'm going to put. Lo savri, a person who sees this. Lo savri, Yushim Hakiyu, Ella. Midi. They're going to think, oh, the almana, there was no takana whatsoever. We may ikra, keep going. Give out the, you now know how to read the Ron inside. This is good. And then what's going to happen? You're going to uproot the takana. Keep reading. Period. So what do we got here? Huge, huge. What's the assumption of this first answer of the Ron? What's the reason why it's not mentioned? Because if it was mentioned, what would happen? People are making mistakes. People are going to be mizalzel, and you're going to uproot what? The takana or takanot. Takanot, dirabanan, takanot. Both in Bisula and the Amana. The assumption of this first answer, is it Bisula of the low Amana? No. This would not agree with the Pnei Yeshua's reading of Rashi. Right? This assumes that both the Amana and the Bisula had what? Had the takana. Therefore, we're going to have to reread Rashi. You can't read Rashi like the Pnei Yeshua, like this first answer. But the second answer, we explain, does say like that. Let's read the second answer. Mr. Mayor Jacobs, Omira, what was the second reason for not having it? Go ahead.
I was going to be shocked to
Good. Then what?
That they didn't put down a reason because it was already obvious because of Shaktu and Bracha.
No, start again. Oh, Nira, the Mishum Shaktu Bracha, Lo Avi Mitakni Rabbonon, the Kumi Mitzvah the Misu. What does that mean?
That they wouldn't be fully promising.
Nope. What does that mean? English. Yes, that Jacob's loud and clear.
That's not reason enough to make a takana.
These reasons alone would not have held the rabbis back to say don't get married until Wednesday. If it was just because of Shaktu or just Bracha, Lo Avi Mitakni Rabbona, the Kuvi Mitzvah Nisuin. Why am I going over and reading it inside now? Why am I going reading it inside now? Because I have a lot of experience with a lot of smart, very smart people that know how to use their thumb and know how to use their brain, but don't know how to read it inside. And they kind of understand it, but if you read it inside, you don't understand it. That's why we have Chazar. So you can say all the Chakirs, but if you don't know how to read it inside, it's a big problem. So my goal is not only to get beautiful Chakirs, but you can then walk out and understand how to read the Tosis and run inside. Okay? That's what we do here. Give out it. So what do we got? Oh, near the Bishum Shakyu Bracha. Well, I mean, talking about the Kuvimits in the Nisu, and they wouldn't hold back. They would not have held back to be made the Takana and say, only get married on Wednesday. Why? Keep reading, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. Only because of which reason? Tainus Pesulim, which is Esser, go ahead. That's why they had to say. Good. That's why they had to designate for the Pesulah specific days. Keep reading. Right? So what was the impetus? What was the real reason? Tainus Pesulim. But once you have that, therefore they added on these assists of Shaktu and Bracha to make sure that we do it on Wednesday for the Pesulim and have Biyah. Leil Chamishi. Because why? Because of Shaktu and Bracha. Good. The Kavan. Dida, comma, since we designate for the psula of Yom of Bracha, she is both takanta dida, that she has her own independent takana. Therefore, what happened? Gamkin. So, what did the rabbis do? They also designated the day for the almana. Why? Is it a takana gemura?
No.
Keep reading. This is because bad press. Because people are going to think that we don't care about the almanas. Dilo. Yeah! That what? Because if not, then what are people going to say? The rabbis don't care about the almana getting married. V'lo mitakim lo, so they don't care that at all. They're totally forsaken. Good. So that's what we explained. Based on the second reason, it's very barur. Again, we gave a different reason. Okay, so far we have three reasons of why. Which reason is actually mentioned? We have the Bnei Yoshua, and we have the two reasons brought down by the Ran. And we just explained the machlokas within these two reasons is exactly dependent on how you read, whether it's Pesula Nises to the exclusion of Amona being a Takanas Chachamim versus what? Amona not being a Takanas Chachamim. And that second reason is that the real reason is for the Pesula. That was the Takanas Chachamim. Now Amona, it's not brought down because that's not the main reason. We do care. Once we have a specific day for the Pesula, we have to have a specific day for the Amona. Give Halnik. That was shear number one. Shear number two, we said, based on if you do not say that it's Pesula, Velo what? Velo Amana. So what else could it be? What else could it be? Who else do we have? So then at that point, who do we have? How else are you going to learn Rashi? What's the second way to learn Rashi? Mr. Ben Barth? What's the second way to learn Rashi? If it's not Pesula, Velo Amana, then what is Rashi coming to teach me? What's the second way? I read the Mishnah now a second way. Let's say I don't agree with the Pnei Yeshua. Let's say I don't think like what? Like the first reason said that Almana wasn't Takana, like the Torah. So you could say that it's arguing. Or you could say that Rashi doesn't mean that. Rashi doesn't mean the Sula of the law Almana. What does Rashi mean? when he says Besula Zatakanas Chachamim, and he says Pa'amim Abesula, Pa'amim Shebezin Abesula Kai, what else could it be? And this we have a major machlokas. We have a major machlokas to understand what this Rashi is coming to tell us. What do we say? Why everyone so quiet? What do we got? Ben, what do you say? Ben Rothstein, what do you say? Is that not fair? You want to hear? Yeah. Mr. Ian Schwartz, what do you say? What's the second way of understanding Rashi?
It's not an
Amana. What? Bitsula, new miles? What do we say? The what?
Doesn't matter if the preparation or preparation.
Oh, it's starting to get there. Good. And then for what? Why does Rashi say that it's a takanas chachamim, and therefore it also says pa'amim abizin that from takanas chachamim is absulakoi? Is he coming to teach me besula v'lo amana?
No.
What is it?
It's for times besula, not for other reasons.
What about times besula?
Wednesday,
good. It's coming to teach me that it's Wednesday and not Sunday. Who said this? This is how the Shittim and Kubetzes learns Rashi Shittim. This is how it, and we saw within the Rashash also a similar approach to different diyukim. The idea could very well be that we saw a machlokes between Rashi and Iran. This is what we said over here. Between Rashi and Iran. What happens? Do we say, okay, that what happened at the time of the Mishnah, at the time of the Mishnah, Hakonis Ezra's Noi, you get married in Yom Levi. What happens? We know we have Shaktu also. What happens if you're Torah? Do we say you can get married on Sunday? The answer is Machlokes. The Ron had said yes. The Ron had said that what? The Ron had said that from, just like we learned the Daf Gimel. What did the Ron say? Just like we learned the Daf Gimel, that the Zman Hazeh, where there is no Takanas Ezra being Nohe, right? There's still a set time. But once, as the Gemara said, your Toreach that uproots the set time, so too, when you have, at the time of Mishnah, you had a set time, your Toreach, you can get married on Sunday. I, Tanis Pesulim, no problem. You get that you have Beis Din on Monday also, no problem. That was the Shita of the Ron. But Rashi seemed not to say that. Rashi says that Toreach cannot uproot. This is what we saw in the Rashash that said what? The Rashash said that Rashi says that this, once you have the Takana, what do you have the Takana? You have the Takana that you get married on Wednesday. I don't care that you are Toreach. I don't care that you're Toreach. What happens? I feel Toreach, what? You still have to get married on Yom Revi. This is what the Rashash had said. What is the reason then, according to Rashi, we don't put in Shaktim? Why don't we put Shaktim inside of the Mishnah? You know why? What did the Rashash say, Mr. Beanstalk? What did the Rashash say, what?
To prevent a mistake.
To prevent that mistake. What would be the mistake, Mr. Mayor Jacobs?
If you did Tircha, then you could do it.
Because I would have thought, once I did the Tircha, once I've taken care of the Shaktim, and therefore, if I would have had Shaktim there, no problem. The Mishnah, the Gemara had said, the Tinas and Biyom Rishon. That takes care of the Tinas Pesulim. And then if I do the Tircha, I would be great. I can get married in Yom Rishon. That's the reason the Rashash says that you cannot what? You cannot get married even that you've been Toreach by Yom Rishon. We saw the Shittim with Kubetzes went a step further. And he explained, like we said, that when Rashi is saying Pesula, that Takanas coming by Pesula, he's coming to tell us that the Mishnah in the days, not telling me Sunday as opposed to Monday, excuse me, Wednesday as opposed to Friday, all the other days, which is what I would have thought at the beginning. But rather, what's it coming to do?
To exclude Sunday.
And that's why he says he switches the order. If you read, who read the Sheet of Mekubetzes inside now? Let's go look at the Sheet of Mekubetzes. Let's go look at this. Yeah.
How would the Rashash explain Gimel and Aleph?
The Rashash explains Gimel, Amud, and Aleph to tell me that is all true pre-Takana. But what being once there was a Mishnah within the Takana that tells me that even though there is Torah, it doesn't work. That's how the Rosh Hashim is done. Good? Now, the Sheet of the Kubetzis. The Sheet of the Kubetzis. Oh, so exciting. That's a beautiful Sheet of the Kubetzis. People don't have this, they're missing out. This is the one to have. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Sheet of the Kubetzis. Sheet of the Kubetzis first said, Vim Tomar. Okay, look at it inside. Vim Tomar. Vahod Amin Lukaman. This was Dav Gimel that Mr. Mayor Jacob just asked. This is how the other Rishonim say. That says what? The Rov of the Mefarshim says that what? What's your Torah? You can't get married on Sunday. However, there's a Yeshu Omar. This should be commenced. Mr. Orbach, let's read it. The Yeshu Omar. See it? Do it inside of the sheet that I printed for you.
Yeah.
This one, you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, now you look at the wrong one. Everyone should look at the sheet that I printed for you. The Yeshu Omar. We only went to the sheet, we only went to part of it inside. It's important that people read inside. The Yeshu Omar.
The Yeshu Omar. The Yeshu Omar. The Yeshu Omar. The Yeshu Omar.
So someone is saying, this is what we're going to split within Rashi, that that's only true, that Torah works as pre-Takanas Ezra. But once the Takanas Ezra happened, even if you were Torah, you're not going to be able to get married on Yom Rishon. That's what he's going to split within Rashi right now. Then Esher. Right, and we ask the question, what is he saying, Vashini Vashavis? So now, how does he explain it? Perish.
Perish. Lati Zayin Rabbi 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 Zayin
Rabbi
Zayin Rabbi Zayin Rabbi Zayin Rabbi Zayin Rabbi Zayin
Rabbi mean pre-takana, it would be fine. Pre-takana, it would be fine. There was no takana, you don't have to worry about uprooting any takana. But once we have a takana, then what's going to happen? Once you get married, if you start getting married on Yom Rishon, then people are going to forget totally about Yom Revi'i because they're going to say there's no distinction between them. Go ahead. Lo Yisav Eshav Shav said, if we can't get married on Sunday, why? How about the Torah Shav? Keep reading.
The man that says, Lo Yidad, Rishu Haki, who held their father Shav, as you read the Shav, as you try, and then Hayamim, then that is soon, that that is
in. Good. Below
the fellow, being Eshav Shav, as they read the Shav, we could stand at their own, and then that may...
Good, right, that's good. And what are you going to do? You're going to uproot the Takana. Now skip down, please. Skip down. Then we say, if you go down to the next four lines, last five lines of the text, so the Maida Kasivna, Nicha, the Mishum, Shepa'am, and Mishab, is Bali, Dim Yosri, the Hainu, what? The Bosser, Takana Sezra. Even after Takana Sezra, Afilo Hecha, the Torah, Lay, Lotina, Sebeyon, Misha, and therefore what? Hilkach. My Tanya Nami Shabbat Mishab is, what's it coming to do? Remember we had said, this is what he's about to explain. In the order of the Mishnah, what should it have said? It should have said, Besula Yisays, Beyoma Ravi. If I was the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I should have said, Shabbat Amin Mishab is, this is where they sit. But he flips it around. Why does he flip it around? He explains. Read it inside, Mr. Rabbi. Last three lines, Hilkach. My
Tanya Nami Shabbat Mishab is.
Oh, as opposed to what we said to the Yeshua Rashi's coming to tell me why on Wednesday and not Sunday. Because I would have thought, I feel Torah Clay, maybe it's all good. No! Go ahead.
I feel later, sorry, Clay, we'll keep it down.
Say that 10 times fast. We'll keep the Kasmina, as we just wrote. Good! If I would have said Titus Pesulim at the beginning, Habimashma,
Hayamah, but the low body, we have Hayamah. Ella, my, you know, me, Lobion, he, or Gigi, or Amici, or Gigi.
Why are we doing Wednesdays as opposed to the other days? And do my Tani Pamim?
My Tani Pamim, you know, I knew that the root is that you need a love, you need a boy, you need a boy, you need a boy.
Maybe the whole reason of Pamim is just telling me why, what? Why am I doing it on Wednesday as opposed to the other days? Isn't Beisdin every day? Just telling me that a factual reason that Beisdin is not every day. Beisdin is only on Monday and Thursday.
Avamai time to Yom Rabi.
What's the Shlul mean? The Shlul means to negate. It's a good Hebrew word to know. Okay, Avamai, but that which is teaching me Besula for Wednesday. O Lishlul Yom Aleph. To negate Sunday or Yom Acher, then that would not be teach me. Besula means it's Yom Rabi. One second, why Yom Rabi? Why not every day? Oh, because Pami Michelle is, because I only know that Beisdin. That's if it would have been in our Mishnah. What does it say in our beautiful Mishnah? That's if it would have said Besula Mises. Okay? The Yom Rabi. Sheim Yellow Tainas Psulin Shepami Bishas. But now it doesn't do that. It switches it up. Keep reading. First, Pami Bishas. And only then what? Shim Hayelo Tainas Psulin. What's it come to teach me?
As the Rude, time of the Shula, my Yom Rabi, the Lobby on Hamishi, who kid that to Gina.
Right? Why Dafka on Wednesday as opposed to Thursday or as opposed to really to Sunday? And therefore, what's his last word line? The Efshar. And that's now what Rashi's come to tell me that it's Abisula Karm. Explain to me in English what you just read.
Last line?
Well, the concept. Yeah, first of all, last line. And what's the second now approach of Rashi? The second approach of Rashi is what's it coming to do? That the order of our Mishnah, if I look at the order of our Mishnah, it's coming not what I would have thought. To tell me that Besula Nises, the Yom Arvi, Bamon of Yom Achemishi, that what? Shimayelo Tainis Besulim, Hayamayashikim Lebeisdin. Okay? Or I would have said firstly, Besu Nises the Yom Rabi, Shima Yelo Tainus Psulim, Hayamashkul Beisdin. Ah! So then why Yom Rabi? I'll tell you why Yom Rabi as opposed to any other day, because Pami Basham is Patek Dini Yoshim Bayros, Yomashin Yom Chamish. That's if it was coming to do what? Coming to negate every other day in the week. But the fact that it doesn't do that comes to Shita Mukabetsis, who explains Shita Zarashi that it's telling me Besula on which day? Wednesday to negate. Sunday, which I would have thought. I've come the two ways that we've explained Rashi within the order of Rashi also, and that's why Pamin is coming to teach me a Besula. What about Besula? That last line is Besula on Wednesday and not on Sunday. Within that, we then started going and saying, okay, Halacha Maisa. Halacha Maisa, we have this bracha, we had talked about, is it a strong independent reason or not? What was Tosu's Shita? Tosu's Shita is it's just an Itza Tov, but it's not, you're not an Avaryan. So within that, we thought, okay, so today it's a Tova. Do you have nowadays people getting married in Yom Rabi? Yes. So the Bnei Yeshua says they should be. They should be. Why should they be? Because he quoted the Mordechai. He quoted the Mordechai. And he saw, even according to Tosfos, that it said it's a Tova. So why are people not getting married nowadays in Yom Rabi? Who did the Bnei Yeshua say that people are being so much on? Rush. Now to do that, the Rosh. Let's read the Rosh. What did he say? Everyone read the beginning of the Rosh. What did he say? He did the beginning of the Rosh. He said that what? What's his deal going to be within the Rosh? Mr. Ben Barth, what's his deal going to be based on the Rosh? What words does the Rosh not say? What words does the Rosh, not say? You could glance at the Pnei Yeshua also. Have the Rosh and the Pnei Yeshua. People have the Pnei Yeshua. Let's read. I have a little time. Right? What's it, 25 now? 27?
21.
What?
21.
Yeah, 20 time. What time is Kiva? 40? 45? 50? 45, I think, right? Well, we have time to read. Everyone have the Rosh open in the Pnei Yeshua. What? Not 30, right? You said 35? That's what Yishai is like. She was talking at 25. Everyone look at the Pnei Yeshua and hold up the Rosh. Let's read the Pnei Yeshua together inside. Make sure people went through the Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah.
Let's read it inside. It's the second one. Mr. Beanstalk, read the Pnei Yeshua and keep the Rosh open. Let's see how he's going to die. Let's go, Mr. Beanstalk.
Last paragraph. He
says, oh, how can that be? Question. Hello? We turn the page for those people that are following along. We should have worried about protocol. Kedemashma. Oh, I just said the Mordechai. And even Tosfos says against a Tova. So why is it not mentioned in the great halach of the Shulchan Torah? He says what must be based on the Rosh Ulazora. That the Rosh writes based on Bar Kapora. Go ahead. Nowadays that we have what? Women get married every day because we have the set opportunity for Basin to be Kapoor and Bechol Yom. Go ahead. Because a bracha independently, it's not a set day. What's his proof for that, Mr. Orbach? Just came back. Mr. Goldstein, what's the proof that for bracha, says the Rosh, how do I know that bracha, the Chachamim being instituted a set day? What is he going to say right now? The next line. He says, the Vishu bracha, end of the second line, last page of the sources. The Vishu bracha lo kofu yom yuchan. How do I know that? Read it, Mr. Seth. We departed. Because the Gemara said, what? Why not get married on Sunday? If the whole, if bracha is independent, so then the Gemara should not entertain the reason of Tinasim after the Shabbos. How can I get married on Sunday? Where's the bracha? Keep reading. He gives a second proof. What? The conclusion of the Gemara on Davi is what? By an aman, Mr. Ishai, if the person is what? Batel, what's batel mean? Doesn't work for all the other non-Kamina? Yom Tov Shechelios, the Erev Shabbos, also. He can get married on every day. Mashma Milashono. Go ahead, Mr. Seth, reading beautifully.
No, nothing. Okay, like,
the Chalei. Right? That he doesn't make this distinction of Eitz Tova and saying that way. How do I know that? Keep reading. Lishna. What in the Rosh is not mentioned? Which words? Eitz Tova. It doesn't mention that it's an Eitz Tova to get married in those days. Plus, he said the Gemara's question of the Tinasai on Yom Rishon and also from the Almana. Therefore, on Korcha. Good. Ella. What does the word masik mean? Second time we saw it already. What does masik mean? Maskana, which means what in English? Conclusion. Thank you. Very important word to know. Tell me, Rabbi Kolo told me something this year. Good. El kedemasik, what? Well, third. El kedemasik, go ahead. Arabsal. Oh, the hedge. What does the hedge mean? Explicitly. Thank you. Keep reading. Not so that with an avav. What's Sam Salchan Dalit? Sad. What's that? Assistance. Assistance. Okay? It's only an assistant. It's not, it doesn't take the lead. Yeah, it's only secondary. Shalom. Good. What does Mela mean? Automatically. Yeah? The two. What does the two mean? Then is a prefix that two. Furthermore, the two goes are chin and klal. So that's why you don't need the reason it is a tovah because he doesn't mention it at all. Vahainu. The lava king. Good. So what do we have so far here? What we have so far from the Pnei Yeshua is if I just had the Pnei Yeshua, what should be? He leaves it in Rav Moshe quotes this Pnei Yeshua and says what? We should then get married on. We should get married on Thursday and care about the process. It's a Tova. But what happens? He says that the reason why not is because people for some based on the lashon of the Rosh. Rosh. Then we learned Rav Moshe and we learned the Chassam Sofer. What did Rav Moshe and the Chassam Sofer say? Do we care about Eitzah Tovahs or Simmons?
Yeah.
Really? That's what he said? So the Chassam Sofer said we do care about it. We had talked about the question about getting married, what? Tachan Kipat of Shemayim, that the Ramah brings down. We also have a minhag of what? Of getting married towards the beginning of the month, that the Ramah brings down. The Chassam Sofer says you should not be mezalzel in what? You should not be mezalzel in this Simon Bracha. Therefore, you should try as much to get the Berachos wrong. At the same time, what did the Chassam Sofer say? He was starting to rank on people that were getting married in the shul. Why was he starting to rank on people getting married in the shul?
Like church.
Because they were following the goyim. They were starting to follow the goyim, the darkei and mori. So he said, if that is the reason they're doing it, that's bad news for the Jews. And I mentioned that there are so many rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael that will not officiate at a wedding that is not outside. That is not outside underneath the tachat kippat hashamayim. But Rav Moshe was asked that same question. And Rav Moshe said what? It's fine. Why is it fine? And he said, just like our Gemara that brings down, there's a bracha, and he says, as opposed to the Pnei Rosh Chuah, what did he say? He says it's in Eitzah Tovah, but you're allowed not to be makbid. And he said they're not makbid on that. And that which he said about the Chassam Sofer, what did he say about the Chassam Sofer? He said that the Chassam Sofer was only talking about what? He was talking about by the Reform movement, for those that was very clear that they would get married for what? Because they're trying to follow Christian practices. However, he explained that it used to be that what they would do, that's not a contradiction in the modern means, but what they do, they would have a chuppah part one and a chuppah part two. The chuppah part one would be outside of the chatzah of the Beit Knesset and to be able to see the stars, and then they would have a chuppah number two to be able to have the kedusha or the kedushin and with the brachos in the shul. And again, you're able then to see that according to Rav Moshe, these brachos are nice, but you're not makbid. And therefore, nowadays, according to Rav Moshe, do you have to get married on a Wednesday or Thursday? No. That's why people are allowed dafka to get married on a Wednesday or Thursday. Tomorrow, please God, we will start again from the beginning. We will then start to Tachanas Chachamim, and you will understand about Tainus Pesulim. Okay? We will go to the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and really understand Tainus Pesulim. I hope everyone's ready because tomorrow is heavy stuff. Okay.